All right, you're listening to the Saturday Afternoon Show on WGXC. I'm Tom Rowe, coming in a little too loud. Oh, there we are. And we're here at Wave Farm, and I'm now joined by Camissa Brewhaus?
Bierhaus.
Bierhaus. Ah, I knew I was going to say it wrong. How are you today?
I'm good. I just woke up from a nap.
Ah. And you have been here since... When did you get here? Wednesday?
Wednesday morning at 9:30.
And you're the Wave Farm Artist in Resident until, I guess, 14th. Another week or so. And you want to tell folks what you're doing here?
Well, I'm working on a project that is currently untitled. There's a tentative working title on the website that you can find called Natural Sound and Human Sound. But I'm going to change that as time goes on. I have a few ideas in mind. So basically what I'm doing is I'm building a sound sculpture that is going to treat the sounds of the Wave Farm and the sounds of human speech. And so I'm in the beginning phases of research and prototyping today, and it's been pretty fun here working on this project.
And what sounds have you been hearing so far?
Well, I haven't been hearing any. I've been reading a lot. I've been doing a bunch of research and taking a lot of notes. So, internal sounds, maybe?
You're hearing your own inner soundtrack. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Lots of talking to myself late at night.
Well, that's good for radio. And you've brought some, you have a computer full of sounds here too?
Yeah, I have just a few things I wanted to share. Some poems that have been inspiring me, and I wanted to read some of those. And I'm only going to play one track off of my computer, which will be a Gertrude Stein poem. But before that, I wanted to read some of these pieces from the turn of the century out on the radio.
All right. Well, go right ahead.
Okay. So.
Do you need a drum roll?
Oh, it looks like a Buddha box.
Well, we have a Buddha box too.
Oh, no, it's okay. So this is from 1918. It's by Maria D'Arezzo, and I'm probably mispronouncing her name because she's Italian, or she was Italian. And she was a poetess and professor of philosophy, and there's quotes around the word poetess in this text. And she was part of the Dada group. She was the signatory on the Dadaist Manifesto of 1918. So this is one of her works. It's called Flight. In the sun for days and days after endless rain, I, somehow full of life and sort of drunk in the cool air that searches indiscreetly down my neck and up my sleeves. I'm highly awakened to the sensation of my slender body, bundle of nerves vibrating elastically, a sun eyes in an apple ash blue dress. The sun opens me like a fan upon my head, a ray of gold like all those saints. I have wings. I could even be set like a jewel into that hard sky above day, shining azure majolica like a light little white Madonna. All my problems now overcome. Today I am really myself. My face, with its red mouth, rushes forward atop my agile body and turns to make an offering as a rose rushes forward and turns atop its stem. My friend, seize the moment, stretch out your hand and take me. I have killed all the problems because I am I. To hell with all the selbits, bistillion, and all those essivums. Je vous vis, je sultement. Un envie folle d'avir, voilà tout. And this next poem is part of a series, part of a book by Hans Arp called the cloud pump. Oh no, our good old Caspar is dead. Who will now wear the burning flag in his pigtail? Who will turn the coffee grinder? Who will bait the idyllic dough? He confused the boats at sea with that Lynn's bee master. Oh no, oh no, oh no, our good old Caspar is dead. Hell's bells, Caspar is dead. The crayfish clatter in the chimes when one says his first name, and so I keep sighing, Caspar, Caspar, Caspar. Why have you become a star or a chain of water? On a hot whirlwind, or an udder of black light, or a transparent brick on the groaning drum of the craggy being. Now, our tops and toes are drying up, and the fairies lie half-charred at the stake. Now, the black skittle alley rumbles behind the sun, and no one winds the compasses or the wheels of the barrows anymore. Who will eat now with the rat at the secluded table? Who will chase off the devil when he wants to lure the horses? Who will explain to us the monograms in the stars? Her bust will adorn the mantelpieces of all truly noble people, but that is no consolation, and snuff for a death's head. The Casadases waved their little flags on the water turrets, as shown in Figure 5. The adventurers, with their false bears and diamantine hooves, mounted the rostrum snowingly with the help of inflated whale skins. The great spirit lion, Harun al-Rashid, viz. Harpoon al-Rashid, yawned thrice and revealed black blackened, teeth blackened, black blackened by tobacco. The mercerized rattlesnakes uncoiled from their spools, mowed their corn, and locked it away in stones. The eyes of the young stars stepped forth from the seam of death. The donkey's hooves danced on bottlenecks after being scourged on the sun's cheek. The dead fell like flakes from the leather towers. How many skeletons turned the wheels of the gates? Once the waterfall had crowed thrice, its water paper faded to the marrow, and the sailor stencil shattered. The cupboards rose from the depths and spread out their anchors, and at last the ocean risked the impotency of the bitter compasses. The glittering angels swung on their hinges. The glassy owls handed round death from beak to beak. The birds hung their glass tails like waterfalls from out of the rocks. The farm wives wore burnt-out taxidermied sons in their hair. Only the farm wives were allowed to plant wax dolls, but only in their craws, only in their dictating membranes, only in their dear little town Jerusalem. Now I'm going to broadcast this final poem, if I can remember the password. Oh, no, I forgot. There's one more to read.
It's a secret poem that has a password to get to?
It's actually a formula. You have to solve the formula before you can read it.
Oh, so it does fit in with our game show theme then.
There it is. So, this is an excerpt from a translation from one of Marcel Duchamp's journal/notes/poem/prefluxus boxes. It's very weird stuff. He was obsessed with the fourth dimension. And I'm going to read some of this poem that has some algebraic comparisons built in. Here it is. This is from 1912. Yes, 1912. The machine with five hearts, the pure child of nickel and the platinum. I'm reading this. It's been all written over. I'm going to read it. I'm going to start again.
It's encrypted?
So it's printed out, and then it's written over in pencil, and then it's scanned into the computer, and then I've zoomed in on it on my screen, and so it's not only are there like 2 to 3 layers of text on the original page, but then it's been degraded by my zooming on my computer. So I try again. I might just skip over some words if anyone's out there reading along with me. The machine with 5 hearts, the pure child of nickel and platinum, must dominate the Jura-Paris road. On one hand, the chief of the 5 nudes will be ahead of the 4 other nudes towards this Jura-Paris road. On the other hand, the headlight child will be the instrument conquering this Jura-Paris road. This headlight child could graphically be a comet, which would have its tail in front, this tail being an appendage of the headlight child, appendage which absorbs by crushing gold dust geographically. This Jura-Paris road. The Jura-Paris road, having to be infinite only humanly, will lose none of its character of infinity in finding a termination at one end, in the chief of the 5 nudes, at the other, in the headlight child. The term indefinite seems to me more accurate than infinite. So I'm going to say that's an algebraic code, or that's a poem written in the style of a mathematical formula. Always mysterious, as was Duchamp's style.
And so now we can crack the Nazi code now with that?
Maybe. Well, actually, now we're going to listen to Gertrude Stein, who was apparently a Nazi sympathizer who had Nazi friends.
That's true. We're tying it all together here. Uh-huh.
And this will be the last broadcast for me for the day until next Saturday at what time?
Same time, same bat channel, 4 to 6 p.m. Next Saturday. You want to tell what are you going to do? Preview that a little bit.
Next Saturday, I'm going to come on and I'm really going to talk about what I've been doing here at the Wave Farm instead of coding it myself. And I'm going to play some influential musical tracks, and I'm going to play some recordings that I've created with the sculpture, and probably talk about my artistic process. I have a lot of notes that I'd like to go back through, and some other concepts that my work stands on that I'd like to discuss.
All right, that's Saturday, August 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. on WGXC.
Yeah, it's going to be some really weird music.
All right, Camissa Bierhaus?
Camissa Bierhaus, that's
Bierhaus. Right. I'm getting closer every time. All right, and so it's time for Gertrude Stein.
And that it is. And here we are.
I got to turn you up, I think.
Okay. Would he like it? Would he like it if I told him? Would he like it? Would Napoleon? Would Napoleon? Would he like it? If Napoleon, if I told him, if I told him, if Napoleon, would he like it if I told him, if I told him, if Napoleon? Would he like it if Napoleon, if I told him? If I told him, if Napoleon, if I told him? If I told him, would he like it? Would he like it if I told him? Now, not now, and now. Now, exactly as kings. Feeling full for it. Exactitude as kings. So to beseech you as full as for it. Exactly or as kings. Shutters shut and open, so do queens. Shutters shut and shutters, and so shutters shut and shutters, and so shutters. And so shutters shut, and so shutters shut, and shutters, and so. And so shutters shut, and so, and also, and also, and so, and so, and also. Exact resemblance to exact resemblance, the exact resemblance, as exact as a resemblance. Exactly as resembling, exactly in resemblance, exactly a resemblance, exactly and resemblance. For this is so because. Now actively repeat it all, now actively repeat it all, now actively repeat it all. Have, hold, and hear actively repeat it all. I judge, as a resemblance to him. Who comes first? Napoleon the first. Who comes to? Coming to. Who goes there? As they go, they share. Who shares all? All is as all, as yet or as yet. Now to date, now to date, now and date and the date. Who came first? Napoleon at first. Who came first? Napoleon the first. Who came first? Napoleon first. Presently. Exactly do they do. First exactly. Exactly do they do too. First exactly. And first exactly. Exactly do they do. And first exactly and exactly. And do they do. At first exactly and do they do. The first exactly. And do they do the first exactly, at first exactly, first as exactly, at first as exactly, presently, as presently. He, he, and he, and he, and as he, and as he, and he. He is, and as he is, and he is. He is, and as he, and he, and as he is, and he. And he, and he, and he. Can curls rob, can curls quote quotable? As presently, as exactitude, as trains, has trains, has trains, as trains. As trains presently, proportions presently, as presently. Father and father, was the king or room? Father and weather. Was there, what was there, what was there, was there, weather and in there. As even say so, one I land, two I land, three the land, three the land, three the land, two I land, one I land, two I land, as a so, they cannot, a note, they cannot, afloat, they cannot, they dote, they cannot, they as denote, miracles play, play fairly well, a well, as or as presently. Let me recite what history teaches.
Oh, wait, we wandered off the reservation there from Gertrude for a second. I'm Tom Rowe. You're listening to Saturday Afternoon Show with Camissa Beerhouse. And that was, what Gertrude Stein reading was that again?
That was If I Told Him, a completed portrait of Picasso.
All right, and that's just a little taste of what will come next Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., the full Saturday Afternoon Show version.
That's right.
All right. And so you'll be listening for the rest of the week until then?
I'll be listening, I'll be projecting, I'll be recording, I'll be present.
All right.
The artist is present.
All right. Well, John Coltrane is present too, and we're going to listen to him for just a second here.